about loving God and loving neighbor. Despite there being much talk and recommendation today in our church about loving our neighbors and loving our brothers, it finds so little approval and application because one so rarely explains that true brotherly love can only grow out of love for God. Whoever truly loves God also loves his brother out of love for God. Even if he occasionally has to reprimand sharply, it still comes out of love for God. One wishes to receive love, but one seldom thinks of giving love. And for this, the cornerstones must be laid in love for God. Loving others out of love for God. That brings the best fruits. Out of this too grows a strength to make big sacrifices, because in sacrificing true and blessed love shows itself. For this a line to remember, love without a cross is empty. The cross without love is too heavy. But whoever wishes to teach love for God and love for neighbor must himself have a great love for God and for neighbor. Words soften, but examples touch the core. Sorry to say, in our churches there are so many priests, as is often complained about to you, who preach well on love for brother. How they emphasize that so nicely, fine and good. If they were to place a cornerstone for it in the love for God, and were themselves to go ahead and lead by good example, where does love for God and love for neighbor remain when a priest introduces communion with people standing and in the hands? Now listen to her logic. Even when so many wish to kneel when receiving Holy Communion, as it ought to be when in the presence of the Almighty, and where does it remain when it even happens that some are passed over when they kneel to receive Holy Communion? And even when receiving their first Holy Communion, it is demanded of the children that they receive it standing and in the hand, while their parents and grandparents suffer greatly due to this. Yes, where is all this love for God and love for neighbor? How much longer will this continue until these gentlemen realize how blinded they are, how badly they thereby fail when it comes to love for God and love for neighbor? You yourself know by your own experiences that precisely due to receiving Holy Communion standing and in the hand, much discord, yes, and even quarrels within the family have been caused among the good Catholic people. Now truly think about it. Does this distress and disrespect come from God or from Satan? Yes, receiving Holy Communion standing and in the hands is the work of Satan. And for this, there is plenty of proof. Whoever fails to see this is touched by blindness. Then comes the excuse that out of brotherly love, one should go along with it. No, that which conflicts with love for God may not be done out of brotherly love. One may not go so far with brotherly love that it insults God. The Pope, too, is against communion in the hand, and therefore requests the use of the paten when we receive Holy Communion. Where in this is obedience? Many bishops accuse other bishops of not following the Pope, but are those first bishops obeying the Pope? Back then, the American bishops at first said, we do not allow communion in the hand because the Pope does not want it. Had the other bishops behaved the same, then there would be different fruits growing out of our church. Why does one wish to remove the splinter from the other's eye, but doesn't even feel the log in one's own? Then one often hears the reasoning, yes, but the inner posture is important. Precisely for this reason, away with communion in the hand while standing, because it does not lead to good inner posture. So often one hears, as long as there was no communion in the hand, I never had any doubts about Jesus' presence in the Holy Host. But now doubts are surfacing everywhere. And when theologians say, I left the seminary because my conscience did not allow my distributing Holy Communion into the hands. While others say, I no longer go to Holy Communion because I am handled so harshly when not wishing to receive into the hands. Does all this lead to good inner posture? Yes, important is the inner posture, and so out with communion in the hand. You yourself know how often one hears a complaint, I no longer feel warm in our church. One ought to seek the cause for this deeply and find out where things are amiss. You are entirely right when you say, as long as communion in the hand while standing is not forbidden in our church, the depth of faith in our church will not improve. How many good communions are no longer being received because communion in the hand while standing is expected, or lay people are distributing communion without there being a valid reason for it. For every communion that is, for these reasons, not being received, someone will be held responsible. Only in cases of great need may the bishop allow this, and only for things to go faster is not a great need, and does not suffice for this to be allowed, and therefore it ought not to be permitted. The bishops ought to consider matters far more seriously to determine when there is and is not a great need. As long as communion in the hand while standing is not strictly forbidden in our Catholic Church, the people will not come to a deeper faith because a reverence in front of the Holy Eucharist suffers greatly due to this. When one removes from the people the reverence in front of the holiest of holies, then the love for God and the love for neighbor also suffer. Her logic is clear that for us to understand that we may not touch, we must humbly receive and know that we are not worthy to be in the presence of this Eucharist, which is God. That this way of acting will grow our reverential fear for God and then respect and love for Him. And if we have that first, then we will have that for other people. That this way of doing things changes us and then the way we treat other people. Perhaps if we approach God correctly in the way that we touch Him or restrain in the same way, we will be respectful physically of other people. If you are someone that receives communion on the hand, think about the things that I'm saying. Even though it's permitted to do so in the church, consider receiving Jesus on the tongue out of love for Him and see what happens. In my own experience, I feel the sense of peace of receiving Jesus on the tongue. Sometimes by not crossing certain boundaries, we show someone love. Consider the same with the Eucharist. My friends, I hope this video was helpful. To those of you that already believe, I hope it gave you different ways of thinking about it. To those that do not yet, I hope it invites you to think and consider. Please continue supporting this channel and other Catholic and Christian channels. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.